Good morning and welcome to Wealth Health Radio, where you get honest, easy-to-use information on how to maintain and improve the economic health of your family. My name is John Berger. I am a wealth coach, a certified financial planner professional, and always happy to be the host here every Saturday morning with this program. And we are live today on the last Saturday of 2008, preparing for 2009. Let's make this a conversation, shall we? Be a part of the show by being a caller in. The number is here, 543-8830. That's area code 805, 543-8830. Or if you're in the outlying areas, you can always use the 800 number. That's 800-549-5832. Talking about money isn't easy, and yet if we don't have this conversation, sales types in the financial services industry will keep on selling people like you products you don't need and can't afford. This show is the cure for the common financial sales job. If you have a question about money, wealth, taxes, or the economy, odds are that many other people who are listening right now are in this similar place, and they can learn by hearing our conversation. So again, be a part of the show, be a part of the conversation. The number 1-800-549-5832. Today, well, it is the last show of 2008. Next Thursday marks the beginning of a new year. With that comes New Year's resolutions, most of which won't survive until next Saturday when I'm back on the air with you. So today I'm going to move away from financial planning material, at least a little bit, to some basic personal development type concepts. These are important concepts for the effective management of day-to-day living. They're also very important to my work as a wealth coach and certified financial planner professional. We've studied and used some of these basic concepts that I'm about to give you, and that has resulted in a gain of threefold improvement in our financial strategy implementation success rates with our clients at my firm, Altus Wealth Solutions. You see, my purpose in life is to be a world-class master and authority in both personal development and financial planning so that I can continue to pioneer the blending of these two disciplines into ways for more people to get control of their money. So I'm well within my expertise with today's topic, and hopefully you will find it interesting. This is just a way to share some of the stuff that we've learned over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and actually I've been working in personal development for about 15 years, or actually longer than that. And so all of this we're going to share with you and hopefully give you some ways to actually have New Year's resolutions that work for you. Now, if you think implementing your New Year's resolutions is tough, try helping other folks implement needed elements in a financial strategy like life insurance or cash flow management or trimming expenses and, probably the toughest of all, confronting their mortality and putting together an estate plan for their family's future. That's what we do every day as financial planners and what I do every day as a wealth coach and certified financial planner with Altus Wealth Solutions. Now, we have a couple of very basic, easy-to-use tips that will improve your implementation success rate by a factor of three. That'll make the difference between saying you want to lose weight and actually doing what is necessary to drop those 10 or 12 extra pounds. That's the difference between talking about writing that book and actually getting words to paper and getting residual checks by sometime later in 2009. Now, before we get into all of that, let me just kind of give you a backdrop as to what we're here for. I've been in financial services for 6 years, and even before that, I saw plenty of people being sold products that they really didn't need and couldn't afford. Heck, I was a victim of that myself before I got into financial services. This is usually the result of something we call, those of us who are economists call information asymmetry. Information asymmetry is where a professional has all the information at their fingertips and you as the client or customer have very little. That creates an unlevel playing field, which is used sometimes, and certainly in the case of financial services more often than not, it seems, which is used as a weapon to force you into financial decisions that are not in your best interest. Financial services salespeople have a tendency to sell clients stuff that they don't need and can't afford. Now, all major professions have information asymmetry. Lawyers have information asymmetry. Doctors definitely have it. They know more about your body than you would ever know. And financial people do as well. Because of the sales model, though, that financial services uses, by the way, a business model that was created about 100 years ago, the results are probably worse in financial services than they are in the medical field or in the legal field. You might think that the media, internet access to information in this 21st century information age would have made things better, and to some extent it probably has. But since entering the field, I've become sick and tired of watching how you are all force-fed garbage information on how the money game works and how it is played. Most of what you see on TV or hear on the radio or read in magazines is just plain bad advice. Doesn't help you to level that playing field. Rather than fix the information asymmetry, I believe that the mainstream financial media makes the imbalance even worse. So this program was created to alleviate some of that. The events of the past 6 months with the financial meltdown and the recession are visible proof of the problem. Not only do financial services companies and their media obfuscate the information you need to make good financial decisions, your government and political representatives are even worse. I could go on about this for hours, and I have in previous shows, but my point in this information asymmetry rampant is that we are doing our best through this radio program and through our richandfulfilling.com website to help you get to the real truth about how the money game works, the real truth about all of these various financial instruments that you have access to, the real truth about money. The show was created to get useful information out there to the masses to help you know what you really need to know to make the best decisions possible for your sake or the sake of your family's financial future. That all starts with questions and answers. So if you do have something on your mind that has to do with money, a question, a comment, or even an observation, please share it with all of us. We all need this information. That's the only way we're going to take back control of the situation. The numbers for the radio show are 800-549-5832. If you are in area code 805, you can dial 543-8830. That's why I always open the show with this same phrase, Wealth Health Radio, where you get honest, easy-to-use information on how to maintain and improve the economic health of your family.